Mariupol is a city almost completely destroyed and from where thousands of civilians have been unable to escape. The last major battle is happening here at a giant Soviet-built factory in an industrial district.
The remainings of the Ukrainian army and large group of civilians are basically encircled by the Russian forces. They continue their struggle. But it seems from the way Russian army behaves in Mariupol, they decided to raise the city to the ground at any cost.
Bodies lie on the streets in the besieged port city. Ukrainian forces ignored a Russian ultimatum to surrender by 1 p.m. local time on Sunday. Ukraine's prime minister says its forces will fight to the end. The outcome will likely affect talks to resolve the war.
The peace negotiations are probably going to go in the opposite direction after Russia captures Mariupol, because Zelensky has made it very clear that if Russia carries out another massacre in Mariupol that's comparable to what we saw in Bucha on the remaining forces, then there'll be basically a dead stop for negotiations. The Ukrainian foreign minister said that there's really been no dialogue between Ukraine and Russia over the past 48 hours.
Russia's onslaught continues elsewhere in the east. This is the aftermath of yet another Russian missile strike in Kharkiv. This mainly Russian-speaking city, Ukraine's second largest, has suffered some of the worst shelling since Russia's invasion more than 7 weeks ago. Paramedics treat the injured, but the danger isn't over yet. Ukraine says Russia has stepped up its attacks in the region as its forces prepare for a new offensive in the east. But President Zelensky says he remains steadfast in his determination not to concede any territory. Victoria Gatenby, Al Jazeera.